It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Alright, so we are back. So this is, it's kind of a heavy story, but it's got like a weird twist to it. So there's been issues with security clearances at the White House, which we'll get into. It's been going on for a while, but it just took a really fucking weird twist with the whistleblower that I thought made it, well, I mean, it's, obviously it's worthy to talk about, but just something to talk about on this show.
Well, sure, because not only are we having the, you know, business not as usual going on, but now we're also having, you know, somebody who's being attacked.
Wait, did I freeze? But talk again.
So now we're having somebody that's, I'm not showing up on the board at all.
Did you move it?
No. Did not touch it. Don't yell at me. I didn't do it.
Heart disease. Don't worry. I'm just going to throw that in whenever I'm in trouble.
fuck. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, it's an interesting story here. Yeah. We'll play it. We'll discuss it. Here we go.
The stunning charge comes from Tricia Newbold, an 18-year career White House security specialist, who told Congress 25 officials in the Trump administration had their top secret security clearances granted by the White House, even though she and her colleagues recommended they be denied.
Why is this issue so important that you felt the need to speak out?
The protection of national security is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
Newbold, who's filed a discrimination complaint against her White House superior, told lawmakers about those officials' serious disqualifying issues, including foreign influence and conflict of interest. Today, her explosive allegations sparking a showdown on Capitol Hill.
You issue a press release, handpick, cherry-pick parts of her testimony.
I will protect whistleblowers, period.
NBC News first reported that Jared Kushner was among those whose security denial was overruled. And according to the New York Times, the president personally ordered it. But the president has denied it. Legally, he has the power to grant clearances to anyone he chooses. Overnight, Kushner on Fox News dismissed Newbold's concerns.
I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false.
Newbold now fears losing her job.
I am always concerned, but it's important that we stand up to do the right thing. No matter what.
Peter Alexander, NBC News, the White House.
All right, so what's going on here is there's been 25, at least 25 officials who received security clearances despite opposition from the career staffers. So what you have is you have elected officials who run these various agencies, and then you have the people, the nuts and bolts, the workers who are lifers. This woman, this whistleblower, and whistleblowers are protected by our law, was hired under the George W. Bush administration. So she's been there 18 years old. No. Oh yeah. So George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. So she was hired in the first year of George W. Bush. So she served his 8 years. She served with Obama's 8 years and the first 2 years with President Trump. So she's not a political appointee. She's somebody who does the work.
Right. And there needs to be people like that in government so that you don't have this constant clearing house when you come in thing. There's nobody there that knows where the bodies are buried.
So
things work.
So to work in a lot of jobs in government, you need security clearances. You know, the ones we're talking about are the highest of high security clearances. So it goes through people like her and other people who raise red flags, and I'll tell you what those red flags are in a second, and say, you know, this person should get it or should not get it. If they shouldn't get it, these are the reasons. They can only suggest. The president of the United States has the right to overrule anyone, although traditionally the presidents don't overrule because you trust the people whose job it is. It'd be like, you know, hey, I'm going to learn how to play a keyboard, and Joe tells me, no, you need to do this, that, and the other thing. You go, fuck you, Joe, I know what I'm doing. and I just start banging on the keyboards because I'm the man and I says so. Yeah, I could do that, but I'm going to be an asshole when I have somebody like Joe who could probably, you know, make sure I'm on the right, on the straight and narrow, and everybody looks good. So by the time I'm ready for the bright, shiny lights, I have the I'm in the best position to succeed. That would be the intelligent thing to do.
It would be.
Right. That if I was going to learn keyboard and Joe was in a position to teach and he thought there was time, I would go to Joe and go, no, no, I'm ready. I'm going to start a keyboard band. I'm going to be lead keyboard. Now, stuff, fuck you with your years of musical training and fucking and expertise. I know what I'm doing. Clonk, 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 clonk.
I know in the music business, you'll get a fucking record deal.
Yeah, well, all right, then. Maybe that's the way. But that's a very crude equivalent of what we're talking here. You put people in positions to make you look good. Mm-hmm. So if I really wanted to play keyboard and I wanted to make this a career, if Joe was a good teacher, I'm putting myself in a good position by having Joe teach me, give me the basics, so that by the time I'm ready for other people to see me, I look good.
Right. Well, you definitely you definitely don't want people being in a position where they're trying to
do their job and they're being ignored. You know,
I mean, that's really
what
foolish.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. Okay. Does this mic work? No.
No, I don't understand what's going on.
No, it's the cord.
Is it? Oh, yeah, no, it's working fine. Okay, so, all right. Well, thank you, Joe's girl.
Well, just keep an eye on the fucking monitor when you talk.
Yeah, okay, yes, I will.
No, I'm checking in with it.
I know, I will, but I was busy talking.
I'm always looking at monitors over here.
I know. I'm not used to doing it. But anyway, so, yeah, you have these people there. That's their if you're not going to, like, if you're going to follow people around in your house that are cleaning and then show them how to scrub things, why don't you just do it yourself?
So what you have is, when things are going wrong in the government, you have what they call whistleblowers, which are very important to all of us, whether you're right, left, or center.
Yes.
Because you want people who are willing to put their ass on the line in the face of, you know, punishment, whatever, and who are not political. Listen, this is going wrong, and I have the country's best interest at heart.
Right.
And I'm not trying to fuck this administration, but this is what's going on, and you need to know about
it. Yeah.
And they are protected by law. And Newbold is one of these whistleblowers. So she told lawmakers that at least 25 applicants were granted security clearances despite disqualifying issues, including concerns about foreign influences, conflicts of interest, drug use, criminal conduct, according to the letter that was sent to Elijah Cummings, who's the head of this. So yeah, basically all these things can be used against a person who has a high security clearance. If they get this dirt on you, you can be compromised.
Sure.
So you really, so to get these type of high security clearances, you really need to be, you know, squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, some members of the show might have engaged in recreational drugs at some point in their life. That would be disqualifying.
What?
It's just the way it is. These are the highest. Maybe somebody is talking, has an improper relationship, a marital relationship, or, you know, that could be used against you.
Uh-oh. I'm never getting clearance.
So now some of these people who got this clearance were Kushner,
right,
who denied it, Ivanka,
yeah,
who denied it. I mean, these stories have been in the news,
right,
forever. So Newbold's the one who's the whistleblower, an 18-year apolitical person. She also suffers from dwarfism. So what do they do in the office?
Mm-hmm. Send her down the yellow brick road.
Yes, that's exactly what they did.
They put her files on shelves that she can't reach. Like, we're in the fucking fifth grade.
I know.
Why are you laughing? You think this is appropriate? So obvious why he votes for Trump.
What a shitty thing to do.
Oh, okay. All right. From your joy, I couldn't tell you were going down that way. What the misdirection of it? I could tell you're upset by your hysterical laughter.
I was like, what? It's awful.
I can tell you right now. If somebody was working for me, and I find out, and somebody suffers from dwarfism, and I find out Joe's doing this shit because he'd be the one most likely to.
No, I would do it, actually.
All right, well, fine. We'll say it was Pitt.
I wouldn't belittle them. I wouldn't touch the files.
Did you just say that?
I most certainly did.
Mm. Proud of yourself?
Yes. I was going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Going to shit yourself, you're saying?
Depends what I have for dinner.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, if we have a little person and Pip is doing that, first time I hear about, Pip, what the fuck you doing? I hear about this again, you're done. Knock it off.
Okay.
You do it again, you're fucking gone.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
a step stool. Bring it out there.
I mean, yeah, you...
You, 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 We're supposed to be adults. These are people that we're paying with our tax dollars. Whether you love Trump or don't love Trump, you should be pissed off that assholes like this are doing this with our tax. We're paying for this shit. Can't you behave better than a fifth grader?
I think all that shit's gone on in politics for years.
No, I don't think this is going on. I don't think they put files out of a little person's reach.
But this is the kind of hazing that like female police officers find happening to them when they do something and then the male officers don't like, or just because they exist and have a vagina.
This is hazing, but I know. This is fucking payback. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it is. It's hazing. It's retribution. And the law specifically says that anybody who commits this type of offense is going to be in trouble.
Well, these people have not gotten in trouble yet, as far as we know. Mm. This woman's going back to work, but she's, you know, very nervous, as you might understand. I got to be honest, though. I'm not happy that the president is disregarding his experts, as he's wont to do.
Right. No.
You know, I got a problem. You got a problem with it?
It depends on the people. Depends on the people. We don't know the list of people.
Well, we
know the Kushner. We know Kushner.
Who has inappropriate foreign ties. Yeah, he's fucking WhatsApping to the fucking the killer fucking prince over in Saudi Arabia. Lock her up. That was all supposed to be about secure fucking servers and everything. Meanwhile, these assholes aren't using secure phones. They're using regular commercial devices. Well, lock him up. I don't hear lock him up. If Hillary Clinton gave clearance to Chelsea Clinton just because she's Chelsea Clinton, you would be fucking irate. And I go, well, you got a point there. That's a little bit of bullshit right there.
Yeah, there would be fire in the streets.
Yeah, you'd be fucking screaming about it. There'd be a fucking meme on it on your fucking page every day.
I don't see any of these people taking a hammer to a server trying to destroy the information in it.
But, well, actually, we don't know what they're doing, but we know they're doing the things that they railed against. So I'm trying to have you be intellectually consistent. If you were upset that she was not securing things properly, you should be upset that the president is talking on an unsecure phone, that we got Chinese fucking alleged spies strolling into his fucking place where he likes to hang out, the Winter White House. We got these people that that are WhatsApping with fucking killers, not using secure lines, don't want to use our official channels to talk to Russia, want to use their own back channels. That happened. I mean, so a little intellectually consistent, you should be all right. You're not, but you should be.
I'm concerned.
All right, well, I'll take concerned. I don't really know how. I feel like he's concerned, like, the right windshield wiper isn't working properly. I'll get around to it. I feel that's Joe's level of concern. I don't really feel like he's that concerned about it. But, you know, it's a mild annoyance. If it was Hillary, it'd be a code red and the world would have to stop. But now he's mildly concerned.
She'd get out of it.
How about nobody gets out of it?
Yeah, how about nobody gets to do
this
thing?
How about nobody gets to do this shit? How about we all follow the fucking law and do the best thing in front of for the country? How about we all do that shit?
That's absurd. You know that's never going to happen.
No, I think it can happen.
No, I'm teasing. I hope it could happen.
So, like, if somebody did this to, like, a little person that worked for you, what would your reaction be?
I would be irate. I would absolutely not be behind any of that.
I would say, it's a form of bullying.
Yeah, it totally
is. Well,
yes,
but I'm glad you identified it. What would you say?
I'd say lower those files down and get a step stool.
Get a step stool. Is that your fucking compromise?
Well, if we're too busy to move the goddamn files, why not? It takes 2 seconds to get a step stool.
No, they're purposely putting them out of her reach.
All right.
first of all, if it seemed like it was in any way, if it was any way possible that it was an oversight, they'd get a talking to in the office.
An oversight once.
Yeah.
It's happened a couple
times. No, they get a talking to in the office. If it kept happening, now I'm going to follow the grievous procedure that is in place.
It reveals.
They're getting written up.
It reveals what's tolerated.
Yeah.
A lack of decency. And I don't like it. I like, you know, there's a candidate who I've been talking about on Facebook who I think will be a stark contrast to what we have right now just because he's very decent. I miss decency.
The mayor.
Mayor Pete. I'm not going to try to butcher his name.
No, I can't do it.
You know if he gets in a debate against, you know, once Trump starts getting wind of him. It's that fag mayor booty. you know that's what Trump's going to give him, like, faggy mayor booty. You know,
he can't. He won't say that.
No, because he uses good judgment.
But he ain't going to say it.
His fucking base will fucking get moist. Women who haven't had kids in years will fucking spontaneously lactate.
Oh my God.
Please. You'll need a fucking tarp in those fucking arenas if he did that shit.
That's just for me.
Exactly. Please. All right. So we all agree that's some shitty things to do. And
very.
And maybe follow fucking protocol with the security.
Yeah.
I'd like that. I'd feel better about our country.
I would feel better about that, too.
So this one's a little different. A Muslim soldier says she will sue the U.S. Army because she's an American soldier. She's in the U.S. Army.
Right.
Army because her commanding officer forced her to pull off her hijab, according to a report Wednesday. Specialist Cecilia Valdovinos, who converted to Islam in 2016, said she had special permission from her brigade commander to wear the religious head covering as part of her uniform. But during a suicide prevention briefing March 16th, Valdovinos, 26, says Command Sergeant Major Kirsten Montoya grabbed her by the arm, took her outside, and made her rip off her hijab in front of others, the Army Times reported. To me, it was the same thing as if they asked someone to take off their top. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Valdovinos, who's a member of the 704th. I get what she's going for.
I know what she's saying. She felt that vulnerable.
Right. Well, no, she also felt, you know, because it's modesty.
Yeah.
The reason they wear the hijab is modesty.
Right.
And Jewish women wear fucking wigs. They call it shadels. It's the same premise.
Yeah.
Who's a member of the 704th Brigade Support Battalion in Fort Carson, Colorado, told the outlet. Montoya apparently believed that Valdovinos was wearing her hair down under the hijab rather than in a bun per regulation. In an equal opportunity complaint filed March 7th, Valdovinos said the sergeant called her the girl with the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you all had hoods. Previously, another soldier called her a terrorist, she said. The command denied any discrimination. The findings of our commander's inquiry determined the senior non-commissioned officer acted appropriately by enforcing the proper wear of the hijab in compliance with Army regulations. Colonel David Zinn, who commands the 2nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, said in a statement to the Army Times. Valdovinos was demoted this week following an unrelated investigation into a, quote, inappropriate relationship, said her lawyer Mikey Weinstein, founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. He believes the coverage of the hijab incident contributes to the punishment. She is considering filing a federal complaint alleging violation of her civil rights in Northern Virginia of Denver, said her lawyer. I think this all comes down to how she was wearing her hair. If she wasn't wearing her hair in a bun, which is how she was given permission,
right,
then she doesn't have a case.
Right.
I mean, now it is fucking shitty that, it was done in this way. That's the Army. Being called a terrorist is completely fucking wrong. She's on our side, stupid.
Yeah.
She's fucking keeping you safe because maybe she knows that culture and can fucking translate so we don't all fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a little bit more education in our military.
Why can't people assimilate to our culture? People have been coming here for generations and have assimilated to our culture. Why do we have to bend over backwards?
When was the last time you told a Jew to take off his yarmulke?
You want to know something?
When was the last time?
I did not. Okay. But
when was the last time you told a Jewish woman to take off her shadel? When was the last time? You've worked Orthodox temples with me.
Yeah.
When was the last time you told a Jewish woman, take off your shadel? That's not what we do here.
You know what? They stick to themselves in their own communities.
They serve in the fucking army. They stick to themselves. Then you don't want integration. You want fucking ghettos. That's integration, is we all work together.
Cut it out.
No, cut it out. That's the definition
of
integration.
Have some respect from where you are and assimilate to the culture.
But you don't
and
want
you
to
know something? Even with the Hasidic Jews coming up here.
What's our culture? What's the American culture?
You know what our culture is. Western wear and Western culture.
Have you fucking walked around? Our culture is you get to do what you want. We all love this country.
But
that's
you have respect for coming here. You had
she got permission.
That
she followed
the
protocol.
People that have come here before in this country had respect where they came from. And the Italians, the Jews, I'm sorry.
Who were all persecuted.
The Irish.
All persecuted when they came here. All said, we don't want
and
you.
And they made their own mark in this country. Assimilating to Western culture, speaking the old language at the home, having the children speak it and learn American,
Who says she's
English?
Not fucking integrated?
Look at her.
Yeah, she's serving in the U.S. Army. When have you fucking served your country?
You want to know something? When
did you serve your country?
I have not, but assimilate to what your the country you're serving.
She's and doing more than anybody here has.
Really? Well,
if
I joined the fucking Army, I would have enough common sense.
But you haven't, have you? You have not. She did. She's defending your right to fucking talk this way.
You want to know something? Now have the respect to the country you're in and wear Western culture. Assimilate to Western culture.
This is her religion, though.
She got special permission. The question is not whether she wears a hijab or not. That's not the question. She got the permission. She followed protocol. She was given it. This whole thing comes down to is if she followed the protocol she was given with the hair. If she had it...
I'm just saying, as a passing comment, whether she wore a bun or whether or not is that. But I'm just saying, a lot of these people, you have a problem
so
with your own assimilation.
If you saw her... And you, if you ever got to perform overseas on a military base, and I fucking doubt you will, if they fucking hear the things you say. But if you ever did, and she was serving there, and you did a show for her, and she's online afterwards, do you say thank you for your service?
I probably would, but if it was a consequence of her, where you know we're in the culture, we're bending over backwards for people that don't want to assimilate into our culture.
Do you understand the deficit our military has right now of Muslims? How in need we are? How George W. Bush realized this as we were going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we tried to bring these people in to keep Westerners fucking safe. They're all on the same team. They all have the
same.
Hey,
you know what? If they didn't fly fucking planes into a building, we wouldn't have had been.
She did not.
And they have enough common sense to know what the enemy looks like.
The enemy doesn't look like anything. The enemy looks like it, you don't have a fucking culture's not.
But don't look. But doesn't people have common sense for a perception on how they look, how they dress that may have, you know?
Yes, yes. She should understand that there's bigots. I guess she should. But fortunately, there's more of us than you. So she is fucking doing more than any of us have ever.
Okay.
Fine. She's done more than any of us.
Okay. She's an inspiration to us all.
She should be.
Okay. Sure.
I don't understand why her hijab offends you so, though.
He's a bigot.
I'm not a bigot.
You clearly are a bigot.
No, I'm not a bigot because people have come here from generations and assimilated to Western culture. And now we have to learn the language. We have to sit there and be fucking enamored the way they dress. And they're not it's bullshit. You two are the minority in this.
No, actually, we're not.
Yeah, you are. And thank God you are the minority in this.
I don't think so, though.
Again, you've never performed for the military. You've never seen the faces. You've never fucking sacrificed. So you're talking out of your ass like a bigot. Educate yourself.
No, I am educated.
You're not.
All right, get some soldiers on the phone. Get Joe Padula on the phone and ask him.
We have had him on. Mm-hmm. And he talked about this.
He talked about the report.
You want to know something? That's my fucking opinion. Sorry.
And she's protecting your right to have it.
Well, she's an inspiration.
She actually is.
All right.
So you don't respect the military.
No,
now.
But she'll be, from the way it looks, she's going to have her ass booted out of the army soon enough. Because she's got some other problems in here, too, according to the story.
Well, you don't know that she very well.
She might, or she may not.
Or she may not. Because there's another thing. Like, we just had a story that somebody was in trouble for one thing, and then all of a sudden, oh, my God, all my files are up on the top shelf. Like, what's the inappropriate? Sometimes there's selective persecution or selective, sticking to the rules. So if somebody is seen as like, oh, I don't like you, you dress like that, you know, it's like, oh, I think that this is an inappropriate.
Listen, it comes down to the hair.
Who knows?
If her hair was down, that was not the protocol she was given. She's in the wrong.
Right. But she's wearing the hijab. So how the hell would you even know?
I mean? I don't know, like, unless you could see it underneath. I don't know.
I don't know. But the thing is that, you know, everybody came here for religious freedom. And I think that this is a very small compromise to make.
America's not really a Western culture. America has always been everybody comes here, and that used to be a Republican
and everybody
thing too,
and everybody and everybody off. Assimilates. Mm-hmm. Everybody assimilates to the culture here.
She
the Italians did,
but
the Irish did.
You do it your own way. You take some of your old world or your religion. Religious freedom is in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. She's allowed to do this. If you don't like the Constitution, then don't fucking call yourself a conservative.
And if you don't want to assimilate, then don't sit there and say life's not fair. You know?
She didn't say life's
she
not fair.
She wasn't saying life's not fair. She's saying you don't have the right to do this to me.
Because of the Constitution, which is what all these soldiers pledge to defend. That's the oath they fucking take. Everybody serves for the fucking Constitution. We don't serve at the president's leisure. We don't serve at Congress's leisure for people who serve. Everybody protects the Constitution. That's what makes this country different. The fact that we all leave to. That's what makes you an American. You go, all right, this is the Constitution. We have these ideals. Yeah, you do that because you don't have answers. You're woefully uneducated and bigoted.
I am not. I have fucking common sense where fucking liberals don't. Okay? You come to a country, you fucking assimilate there. You don't expect everybody to bend over backwards for
the
you. The Constitution does. But if you're that goddamn stupid that you sit there and you won't assimilate and then things don't go your way, don't sit there and fucking cry.
Do you believe in the Constitution?
I most certainly do, but
I believe in the Second Amendment.
I believe in common sense.
But that doesn't overrule the Constitution.
The Constitution's the Constitution. A conservative, which you pretend to be, A conservative, that's the Constitution. It's the liberals who want to change the Constitution. Right. That's
you go into, you walk through Iraq in a fucking Yankee hat, and when you take your home, your head home in a paper bag, tell me about fucking expression.
Actually, only one of us on this show has fucking walked into Iraq.
How you wear your Yankee hat? Did you wear?
I wore a fucking Race Odyssey T-shirt.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good. The conversation's over. I'm wrong. No. But let me tell you something.
You know what? I wore a fucking Jets jacket. That's right. If you look at the well, fine, whatever. They take pity on me. All right, he suffered enough. I wore my shit.
There were so many little red lights on that.
And I met fucking Muslims and Arabs that were fucking working. I've talked about this on the air. That were working with our soldiers to protect them. Mm. They are so important. And Joe Padula, who you brought this up, when they go into villages in Afghanistan, you need these people.
That's funny. That's nice. You're there. You're not here.
Yeah, you're there so they don't come here and kill us. That's what you're... Really, you got it, and you really have to look at how Asians were treated when they came, how Irish were treated, how Italians were treated, how
and
Jews
they
were
all assimilated and made
and
their
they
mark.
All dealt with bigots like you when they got here.
Yeah, and that was part of the deal.
But wait.
All right, that was part of coming to this country, assimilating, making your own mark, and then overcoming it.
So you want to be the obstacle.
But what makes you think that this woman isn't assimilated into our culture?
Exactly.
Because she's wearing the headdress.
Yeah.
But that's a sign of her religion. When most of the people in this country are Protestant, nobody said that you
Catholic.
Had to give up being a Catholic.
Yeah, Catholic. You know, how would you feel if people say, hey, get that fucking ash off your head, stupid. What is that, dirt? How would you you'd feel like, you'd be like, hey, what are you talking about? I'm an American. I'm as American as you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to know something? You wash it off eventually.
Yeah.
So,
but you're not.
And as usual, you don't live in the real world.
Joe, I've had more fucking life experience than you do. You are stuck in White Long Island. You really do. You will not talk this shit in front of minorities. I've had them on the show. You fucking puss out.
I don't puss out. The hell I don't. The hell I don't.
Give me an example. Tell Kevin Lee exactly what you think of black people and how they're treated by police.
I have, and the thing about it is, Kevin Lee and I discussed it. Where we did not get is what these people were arrested for that got them into the prisons. We never got to that question. You're damn right, I was going to ask that question.
We've only had him on for hours on the show,
but we didn't get the chance to answer that question because the way the conversation was going that night, we had to go into a break, and we did not get to that question. But I would love to know the answer to it.
You, my friend, are perceived as a bigot, and conversations like this do not help you.
No, I'm not. I'm
telling you how you're perceived.
Well, I'm not perceived as a bigot. I'm somebody that has people that have come here that respectfully came to the culture, and then now we're at a state where everything is in Spanish. People don't want to assimilate here, and it's sick and tired of it.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person.
But I am. But it all goes in conjunction with it.
Not but this particular case. We were specifically talking about her headdress and why she would or would not be allowed to be respected wearing that when she already had permission to do so. And that's what the crux of this case is that this is part of her religion. It's the same thing. It's a visual reminder of her religion that this particular person had a problem with. It's the same. I think it's the same visual reminder as I'm forgetting.
Yarmulke?
A yarmulke.
A shadel.
Or a spot
hey,
on
hey,
your
the,
forehead
the Pope comes
ashes.
Here, he wears his beanie. I never hear, hey, get that off your head, stupid. You're an American now. No, you don't do that.
No, I have to respectfully argue with you about this, Joe, because I don't think that this is a sign of people not assimilating into our culture.
Okay.
Because our culture is a melting pot. Who is any one person
and this,
to say what our culture
thing,
is?
This whole thing... Like I said, they're not really conservative. This is all a Trump thing, because if you look at Republicans through the year, people who I'm sure Joe voted for or would have voted for if he was old enough, they've always been about this. And it doesn't go back. George W. Bush, you know, after 9/11, went to a mosque and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new phenomenon, and you see this.
It is.
And you see, you know, the FBI will tell you hate crimes are up. We just had three black churches burned in, I want to say, it was Alabama or Louisiana. I always get them confused.
I don't remember where
they were. But yeah, they see hate crimes are. This is a new fucking thing. People feel
it's a shift.
There was just a Pew report that now people feel more comfortable saying racist things. They feel race relations are worse. This isn't. It's not. It's not a traditional Republican thing. And you, people go, well, the Democrats in the 60s and the 50s. Absolutely. The Dixiecrats were fucking terrible. Right. It used to be that the Republicans
It swapped,
right. So it's
I don't understand why.
But my point is, it's not one political party. Mm. That's my point. It comes down to what your values are, which is why I never get into these Jeopardy things. Like, I never go, you said this, that. Because my values are the same. So if the Republicans were all of a sudden have the same values of me, I'd be a Republican instead of a Democrat. Because my values shift. I don't vote for the team or the guy or the girl. I vote for how I believe.
Yeah.
So if you've traditionally voted Republican and have Republican values, and you know, it used to be St. Ronnie, they love Ronald Reagan. This is the antithesis of Ronald, and liberals hated Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, I was very young. I remember looking up to him as a kid and my parents not liking him. Now that I've educated myself, I'm mixed on him. I can see the good that he did.
I can see the good and the bad. And you know, but I mean, you know, we could go into all of their individual
things. Right, which we're not going
to
do right now.
But I mean, like, there's one thing I do believe, and I have always felt that we should have one standard language that is our official language.
Before, but
you
we
know?
Don't.
And yeah, I mean, we don't.
Should probably be like fucking Apache.
You know what? Nobody would infiltrate our codes.
Or you know, Viking for Leif Erikson, or Spanish for Columbus.
I like Viking.
Yeah, all right, fine. That way you could rape and plunder and pillage.
But
and wear a fucking hat with horns. That's why you like it. And then I say, take off that hat, Joe. But we don't wear those hats here with horns. Assimilate, damn it.
I would take my hat off. Put my shield down and take my hat off. You like the ship? It looks cool.
Listen, if you could get the ship in the driveway, I'm all for it.
Listen, I'm keeping my funnel fucking metal breastplates, and that's it.
Oh, I would prefer that.
Yeah.
Actually, I would keep those on, yes. I would prefer you did.
Okay, thank you.
No, I see the argument both ways for an official language.
I mean,
I don't have a strong opinion.
I don't have like a cultural bias against any particular language. I happen to be an English speaker. It would be convenient for me if it was the official language.
Like I said,
was English.
I know why we've talked about it before. I know why we don't, and I can see why we should. I'm kind of ambivalent to something like that. If all of a sudden it came down, we're going to have English as the official language. Okay, and if we go, well, we're not. We're just going to do it. You know, that's the predominant language, but we're not going to have an official language. Just go. Okay, I'm fine either way.
I just think because we're such a big country that it would help with standardization. You know what? In that case, and I'm looking at you, Canada, with you know the issues with Quebec.
You lonely Canadians on the border looking back at Pip. Why
us? How do we get dragged into this?
Is Lisa out there? She's Canadian.
No, she's not on tonight.
Looking at you,
but,
Lisa.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Lisa. What are you looking at me like that for? But I'm just saying that, you know, they have a problem with the fact that Quebec speaks French and the rest of the country speaks English.
Last point on this, and we've talked about it before, and then I'm going to move on to School of Fools. Mm. The reason why traditionally we have not had the issues with Muslims that Western Europe has had is because in Western Europe, they are not integrated.
Right.
They are put in ghettos. You look at France.
Yes.
That's why you hear these rumors, which are not true, where, like, you know, the police are afraid to go into these communities. That's not true.
No.
But they are much more integrated, whereas traditionally, when people of Muslims here are integrated, yes, they go to – when people originally come, whatever the people, they form their own little communities. The Irish did it. The Jews did it.
Yeah.
The Chinese did
it's
it.
It's convenient.
The Italians did it. You go to your own people.
Yeah.
And then eventually, over generations – You branch out.
And
yeah.
Assimilating.
Right, but it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't, no.
Right, but you expect it. But the thing is, but what has made America great and insulated us from a lot of these Muslim domestic terrorists, actually it's mostly white guys that are the domestic terrorists right now
here,
that happen to be going on. But what's insulated us for the most part, we have our own, for the most part, is because Muslims traditionally have felt welcome. And again, that's not a Republican or Democrat thing. Like I said, I hated W. Bush. You look at what the man did after 9/11 and the efforts he did to quell the fears of the non-Muslim community and the Muslim community to pull the country together. Mm-hmm. And you go, the guy hit it out of the park.
Yeah,
and I don't like him. I
don't like him either, but that was a good move.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So it's not a right-left thing. That's where my morals go, you know, if Trump would ever do that, and he won't. So would do that. I'd go, he's got it. He nailed it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we need. He sees shit's bubbling over now. Things are getting out of hand. He's go, all right, everybody, we need to chill out. But that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be a right-left thing. But you can't just say, I'm a Republican, this is the way we always felt, because it's not.
No.
You look, the guy who was looked at as the greatest Republican president in modern history was the antithesis of that, Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan knew how important legal immigration was. Yes, I'm saying legal. She's legal. Mm-hmm. I understand illegal immigration is something different. I'm not going to go down that thing. But he understood how important it was for our country to be welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
That is the strength of this country, that we can take the best and we could take what every culture has to offer and weave it into our fabric. Mm-hmm. We're not a Western European or Eastern European or Asian or African. We are unique. That is what has made this country so profound. And
we were never homogeneous.
And the U.S. military has always been the spearhead for integrating.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Army who had the first black soldiers and everything. When America was still segregated and everything, it was the Army who did. So it's always been the military, for lack of a better word, which has been progressive.
And yeah, strangely.
They had to, especially in a non-draft situation. They have to meet their quotas.
Well, yeah,
but the point is, the military takes people from all over the place with all these different beliefs. You get to keep your beliefs, but at the end of the day, we're all fighting for one flag.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. This really comes down to how she wore her hair, because she got the permission to wear the hijab.
Right.
She asked for it in the proper way. She got it in the proper way. It comes down to how she wore the hair. If she didn't wear it properly, she's in the wrong.
Right.
If she did wear it properly, she's in the right.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. To me, it's not a religious thing.
No, no. I mean, the fact that it is religion is the reason why she happens to be wearing it, because she asked for permission to do that. But if it was something else, something that wasn't visible, nobody would know.
Right.
It just happens
unless
to be.
Unless somebody ratted her out. I mean,
happens to be that a head covering is part of their belief system.
All right, let's do some School of Fools. You know, when we first came up with this bit, I had no idea how fruitful it would be for the show.
Oh, my God. It's maybe, unbelievable. Maybe we'll do
two stories.
No, we got three.
I'm kidding.
There's shit that's always coming. Like, well, I can't do it this week. I'll hold it, you know?
Yeah, I know. Right.
It's just...
Yeah,
this is one of the... It's going to be an interesting conversation.
And this is right down the road from me.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
All right. Let me cue this up.
Without it being questioned... or thought twice over, that my upper torso is no more offensive than a man's.
Claims of discrimination tonight from a middle school teacher on Long Island. She says she was fired after her topless selfie went public.
Well, now she's threatening a $3 million lawsuit. Long Island reporter Kristen Thorne is live in Bellport. Kristen?
Sade, Laura Miranda says she has absolutely no idea how a student got a hold of this picture. She said she had texted it to a boyfriend within the South Country Central School District when they were together. That was quite some time ago. She's saying that the school district violated her rights as a woman.
What is wrong with my image? It's my breast. It's my chest. It's my body. It's something that should be celebrated.
25-year-old Lauren Miranda says she has no regrets about taking this topless picture in the privacy of her bedroom a few years ago. What does concern her is how the picture was obtained by a student at Bellport Middle School, where Miranda was a math teacher since 2015. She was fired last week. She says the superintendent of the South Country School District told her she could no longer be a role model for the students.
What message is that saying to the girls who have their photos airdropped all over the high school? And sent all over. What message are we sending to them? To roll over when your picture gets exposed without your permission or consent? So how am I now not being a role model to them?
Miranda wants her job back, or she's planning to sue the school district for $3 million for gender discrimination, saying her rights as a woman have been violated.
Anytime a man has ever exposed his chest, no one has ever commented or had any problem with it whatsoever. But when a woman displays her chest, as happened here, she gets fired from her job.
We spoke with parents of some of the middle school students about what they think.
Whether her intentions were for a student to get it or they weren't, a student did, and you have to be responsible for your actions.
I understand why she would be fired, but it's probably more complicated than just a black and white situation.
I, of course, reached out to the South Country Central School District to get its side of the story to all of this, but all they would say is that they do not comment on active litigation.
Nobody comments on active litigation.
No, of course they don't.
That's the problem with active litigation.
Yeah, funny. It's very interesting that the attorney, John Ray, was my business law professor.
Get out.
Yeah, and he was he's a very interesting guy. Very dressed, very flamboyant. Like, I remember the guy
he was
walking,
a Roger Stone.
He was walking with these flamboyant outfits. I'm like, who is this guy?
He's a pimp.
Brilliant fucking man.
Really?
Brilliant fucking man.
Wow. Really?
I wish he would have assimilated and wore like a blue suit, like lawyers should.
Brilliant man.
So,
well, good. She's got a chance.
So, let's see. So, 3 years ago. So, it happened 3 years ago that she sent this. Now, December 7, 2017 evaluation of her called her outstanding, highly effective teacher who is genuinely dedicated to her students. Upon discovery of the selfie, says the lawsuit, administrators interrogated Miranda with the intention of humiliating, embarrassing, and berating her about the photo. Lauren was called into a meeting with all these men who flashed her a photo on a computer screen and said, "Is this you?" Miranda said her principal told
her, "Are these yours?"
Well, the left one. But I've never seen that right one before.
That's an imposter.
Look, it's nipples looking to the right. It's not even paying attention. How can I put so the principal said, "How can I put you in front of a classroom where boys would be able to pull out their phone and to look at this image of you?"
I thought they said pull out something else.
I'm going to whip out my phone.
All right. I don't think she should have been fired.
Absolutely not. She should get $3 million reinstated for the simple reason in this whole thing. The pictures were not released under her own accord.
Right.
They were not released under her own accord. She had nothing to do with the release of those pictures. She didn't put it out by accident. It was a boyfriend that released it. It was not her own accord. So role model.
Well, we don't even know if the boyfriend released it. But what I'm curious, why aren't we finding out? Why aren't we asking this boyfriend? Why isn't he in trouble?
Where's this dick?
Well, in his pants.
No,
or
but
out
I mean,
with the
not where's his dick?
Not where's his dick? Where is this dick? No.
I feel like we're like invited into your bedroom now.
Where is it?
Really in your ass.
Insulting Mr. Helix that it can't be.
Well, you know I don't notice when it's in there. It's so big. What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like you insulted both you and Mr. Helix.
I did. That was kind of like a, you know.
I feel like that's going to be the worst news Mr. Helix gets tonight.
Yes, actually.
I feel like that's going to be the thing that he harps
that
on.
That is going to be the problem.
I will make sure I bring that up in casual conversation.
Yes, do. Thanks. I always got my back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but she should. This is wrongful
ridiculous.
To let her go. And you know what, kids? I mean, it's not of her own accord. Plus, John Ray's good. He'll fucking get get that dough.
Good.
You'd love the man. Phenomenal.
I like smart people.
Yeah. No, good. Go get him, dude, because she did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. And
Avenatti was busy, otherwise he'd be on the case.
And what is this? Because the kids saw her breasts, all of a sudden she's this lascivious creature?
Well, that's the argument. That's the argument, they're always going to have this on her now.
So
well,
what?
actually, seventh grade boys are kind of like that.
Yeah, I know
and
they
she,
are.
And she is attractive.
And they probably...
And it's a shame they blurred out the breasts as much as they did.
All right, she got to go. No. No, there is no.
All right, so let's play. So what happens?
So what if she was wearing a form-fitting shirt and the boys were going?
Well, then you got to dress properly.
You know what, though? There's always going to be something. You know, maybe there was a button that was too far unbuttoned and a kid saw a sliver of breast.
I'm going to go back to school.
Over at the table. You know, I mean, come on. You know what? Because her breasts were there doesn't make her less of an exemplary teacher.
Well, her argument is also that it's ridiculous to treat female breasts the way man breasts are, but I don't know if you're going to
I don't
that
know
argument.
If I agree with that.
Like intellectually, she's absolutely correct.
Yes.
But culturally, we're just not there yet.
We're not there
We're very
yet.
Puritan.
Oh, yeah, no. We're not Europe.
Your tits have not been integrated, my dear.
No, I know. That's why they're locked away in their cages.
They are. They're segregated. Those breasts have to be segregated away from the general population.
They have not been legally introduced.
Like I said before, none of this was done on her own accord.
No.
And you can't have her fired over that. And to use that excuse that they're using, you know, it doesn't hold water.
It was interesting how
it holds milk.
Sorry. It was interesting how the parents were like, yeah, fuck her. The two that they interviewed.
Yeah, really.
Get
it's
rid
like,
of her.
Wow.
Christ, we were looking forward to parent-teacher night. Well, you can't do that.
At least the dads were.
The dads
you
were
can't
like,
do that.
No, definitely keep her.
All right, so we all agree. This
yes.
is bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Horseshit.
Bullshit.
So now we go to a white nationalist teacher.
Mm.
A teacher in Texas has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation into his alleged ties to a white nationalist group, school officials confirmed. Stephen Arnquist, who teaches Japanese at Skyline. How can he be fucking a white nationalist and teach Japanese?
I don't get that, but...
It goes against everything you say, you hold dear to your
it's
heart.
It's very weird.
They're yellow. They're not white.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Yeah, never mind.
Stephen Arnquist, who teaches Japanese at Skyline High School in Dallas, will remain on leave pending the outcome of an investigation into comments. Arnquist allegedly posted online, a spokesman for the Dallas Independent School District said in a statement. Earlier Thursday, anonymous anti-fascist activist from an Oregon-based group called Eugenia Antifa, I believe Joe's a fan of that chapter, posted an article alleging that Arnquist is a member of the white nationalist group Identity Evropa. Identity Evropa, whose members attended and helped organize the deadly 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. Ooh, they have credits. Is listed as an extremist organization. They have TV credits, Joe. March, baby. March. By both an anti-defamation league. I got a TV credit.
What are we going to do? Run to Lowe's after the show and get some torches?
You have the cargo pants?
Yeah.
listed as an extremist organization by both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Identity of Evropa members have long used the messaging app Discord. Well, that sounds appropriate.
Yeah, they tried the app, please. It didn't work well.
Please.
No, no. You just don't get the hate that you're looking for.
Yeah, right. You've got, it's called please. Yeah. We're not feeling it. We're hatred, bigotry.
You have something with a burning cross.
Yeah.
Can I go to the Google Play Store and download the burning cross?
Google
place. Discord communicate with each other. Last month, the independent media collective Unicorn Riot, they sound real, obtained those communication, published them online using those Discord messages. HuffPost previously identified seven members of the U.S. military connected to Identity of Ropa. All are now under investigation by their respective military branches. They are not assimilating, Joe. Stephen Arnquist, who
he is not amused.
Joe can't be bothered.
No.
Stephen Arnquist, who teaches Japanese at Skyline High School, has been placed on... yeah, I read that. The school is 40% black, 60% Hispanic... He wrote this. The school was 90% white back in the 70s. Walking down the hall by the auditorium, looking at the band, choir, etc. Photos year by year. It's not fun. So he compared this to a ghetto. According to publicly available data, 99% of students at Skyline High School are non-white. So if you got these feelings, be a fucking man of your convictions, you coward.
I know. Why are you doing working
because
there?
Because you're not good enough to get a job anyplace else, I guess. I don't know.
What do you think? You're undercover? You know, you're going to, like, find out that there are
No, I believe it's under sheet, dear. It's under sheet. It's not undercover. Steven described his students as somewhat higher tier blacks and Hispanic.
Oh, that's nice.
But added that they're still unimpressive compared to mostly white classes I observed in neighboring districts.
Wow.
So there are screenshots of him shortly after he appeared. The results showed that he was mostly of British and Scandinavian ancestry. He did 23andMe DNA test. On the neo-Nazi website Stormfront, not the Billy Joel album. Okay. Now I'd like to play something off my website. I believe you heard it. Heil Hitler!
Oh no!
Number 69 was the worst show ever.
He was always a Nazi to me.
Oh, man.
Oh
my God.
You can see when she says
a Third Reich state of mind?
Yes. We didn't start the oven. Well, we did.
But,
but
the fire's been burning since the Jews been on the trains.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a 70th Billy Joel appearance at Madison Square Garden.
Not at that rate.
No.
Not from that album.
That shan't work well in New York City.
Oh, God.
And Billy Joel just snaps one night.
Really? A complete breakdown of, like, epic Mel Gibson Gibsonian proportions.
Joe and his pal walk out and go, well, those were some B-sides.
Yeah, Dennis.
He didn't certainly stick to the hits tonight. That's surprising. Glad we were here to see it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Dennis would be, that never has been on the set list.
But it was nice, though. Everybody sang along. Well, at least the white people did. Yeah. Anyway.
Those are the deep cuts.
And really, most of Billy Joel's audience is probably white.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. On the neo-Nazi website Stormfront, a commentator by the name of Arnquist introduced himself to other racists on this site as an American of mostly British and Swedish ancestry. Because that's how they all sound.
Of course.
Elsewhere online, Arnquist appears to have been a frequent commenter on the white supremacist web forum, The Right Stuff, not the movie.
Wow.
The Right Stuff.
And not the New Kids on the Block stuff.
Snail, 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 snail.
The heil, White heil, Stuff.
Heil, 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 heil.
The far right stuff.
Yeah. Not that either. Activist with Eugenia Antifa also uncovered a blog Arnquist allegedly maintained on Blogger, where in 2014 he wrote about taking the red pill, a term frequently used by the so-called alt-right to describe an awakening to racist and fascist beliefs. Identity Evropa is a deeply racist, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic group. Its members participate in the Torchlight March on the eve of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, chanting, "Jews will not replace us." No, because we have better cargo pants than that. Fucking look tacky, motherfuckers. We wear slacks on Friday night. It's the Sabbath.
Thank you.
The only tiki torches we're lighting are the Shabbos candles, you motherfuckers. We're welcoming the Sabbath. We're not marching with you unless it's home from shul.
Shul's out.
Aren't you just a musical soundtrack tonight?
Yes.
No pay. Yes. No more matzah. No, sorry.
Well, they all can't. They all can't make the charts, can they, Joe? And Joe breaks down into his riff. Arnquist did not respond to a Huffington Post request for a comment on his alleged membership.
Because he's in trouble.
In the group. Robin Harris, a spokeswoman for the Dallas Independent School District, told Huffington Post in a statement that Arnquist has taught at the Skyland School since August 2018. They don't got much invested in this motherfucker.
No.
The district, Harris said, is committed to providing high quality instruction in every class. We proudly embrace the diversity of our students and value the families we serve. Well, it doesn't sound like it's very diverse. It's mostly black and brown. It's not that diverse. Together, we believe every student can grow, succeed, and achieve. This is not the first time that a teacher has been accused of being a white nationalist. Last year, a Huffington Post investigation exposed a middle school teacher in Florida as the host of the White Nationalist podcast. Early in 2018, a Catholic substitute teacher in Maryland was fired after it was revealed that he worked for a white nationalist think tank and attended the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. I'll tell you what, that rally was a who's of assholes. And in 2017, the principal of a Louisiana charter school was fired after footage surfaced showing him wearing jewelry associated with white nationalism. He had also appeared on White Nationalist podcast. So here's the thing. The question is, if he's a good teacher, first of all, they got nothing invested in this guy. He's only been there a couple of months, so that
right.
makes a difference.
Right.
If he's a good teacher, say he's actually a quality teacher, is he so undermined now that he can no longer teach? I think that's what it comes down to. Because he's allowed to be whatever he wants to be as long as he's not actually hurting somebody. He does have freedom of speech.
Although
we have seen teachers get fired for much less.
Yeah, but there he is. He's espousing his beliefs that there are that these students that he's teaching are of a lower class of human than other students.
I think the issue is we've seen teachers get fired for much less.
Yeah, we have. But even though each school district is handling their situations in different ways, this guy is telling you that he does not look at his students on an even basis right from the get-go. How can you keep him?
Well, like I said, but what happens, and we have no reason to believe this is true, but what happens if up until then he had high marks from his students and the parents? And you know what? He was a good teacher, you know, but he's got this other side thing. I think he's just so compromised at this point.
I do make
the argument that the school board made in the last discussion we had, I think he's just too compromised.
I mean, I would like to look at the what do they call it? Like the charter, the mission statement of the school, and see if that is in line with the mission statement of white nationalists. And if there's a problem with the two of them, there you go.
It's a twofold thing. If he was on the nationalist site,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was, you know, and he's on these websites and stuff
he's
like
very
that.
Active.
Right. But if he was
again,
on
Pornhub, it's a better way to go. Right.
But if he was
definitely
he was on there, you know, you could sit and debate for hours about freedom of speech or should he be educating children and stuff like that, which would be a good debate.
Right.
Why he's got to go is because he posted 28 times in the Discord group and stated he lived in Japan for 7 years and that he is now a high school Japanese teacher in the ghetto. The school, 40% black, 60% Hispanic school, he wrote. The school was 90% white back in the 70s. Walking down the hall of the auditorium looking at the band choir photos, it's not fun. You're damning where you work. Mm-hmm. You got to fucking go.
That's
interesting. Yeah. That thank you. That's a really good take.
Yeah. You got to go. You're fired. Get out.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to get another job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know too many places to go, we need a white supremacist. I mean, I guess he can work
at this. He's done. No, he's done.
No, I don't know where. I'm just saying, I don't know where you go from this.
We've
covered this before, like after Charlottesville, where these people lost their jobs and they were so surprised because they showed up on video. Yeah.
They work at the white supremacist charter schools. What's wrong with you? Of course they do.
Our final school of fools. So we all agree. The first teacher
should stay.
Yes.
The other one should stay because
and this guy's got to go.
She didn't do anything of her own accord. This guy made statements against the school and the populace of the school. He's out. Done. Goodbye. Pack your shit.
Breasts good. White supremacist bad.
Yes.
Although
that's our talent.
Breasts on a hot white supremacist. I could be persuaded. See, I'm always open to
like
argue.
Like the secretary on Hogan's Heroes comes in. Hello, Davin.
Yeah, it's a reference I don't get. Pip did, so that's good.
Yeah, you remember the secretary?
Yes,
the secretary.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Carla
Thank
Klink's
God
office.
You showed up. I was still doing Smurf references, and she had nothing. Now we're in her.
I looked at him like her. Vanity Smurf, is that a thing?
Yes. The University of Kansas is offering up a course called Angry White Male Studies.
Yes! Oh, sorry.
For the fall 2019 semester. The class will chart the rise of the angry white male, again, Billy Joel, in American and Britain since the 1950s, according to the course description. Students will be able to explore the deeper sources of the white man anger and evaluate recent manifestations of it. They also learn how both dominant and subordinate types of masculinity are present in culture and how they relate to right-based movements of women, people of color, homosexuals, and trans individuals. The course is listed under both humanities and the women's gender and sexuality departments at the Lawrence campus.
Rock and roll and cola wars. I can't take it anymore.
It's kind of an interesting idea. You know what? It's a thing now. It is a thing now. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, it's another liberal professor bullshit thing.
Well, I mean, it would be interesting because now we have found that there is a rise of this kind of voice, especially on the internet, because people are faceless.
It's not just in America. You know, it's Europe.
No. And so I think that whenever you have a group of people who have been the top group, men have been running things for many, many, many years.
And oh, so well.
Women are still, I mean, we just recently celebrated Equal Pay Day, where the day of the year that women have to work to make as much pay as a man in the same position, you know, for the last year. So you get up to like April now to be able to make the same amount of pay last year that some guy made for the same work. So, I mean, there's still some fight back from men about women trying to fight for their own civil rights, for equality. I mean, the fact that it's not a right that absolutely that women should get paid exactly the same for a man in the same position. And you still have things, well, he's got a family, so we have to pay Jim more. You know, the fact that that exists shows that there's not parity. So there are going to be a certain segment of any society that they've been on top, and they want to keep that. They want to keep status quo. So there's the angry man.
I think the angry white man would scoff at this course.
Oh, yeah, he would.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. It's ridiculous. Another more liberal agenda bullshit from these colleges that aren't educating kids to get into the real world, but giving them these
you don't think there's angry white men in the real world?
They don't, but yeah, there's angry white men in the real world, but this is bullshit. What these schools are doing is they get these liberal professors in there that suck at these kids and give them these bullshit courses, have them get in debt with their student loans, fuck them over on books, tuition, lodging. It's a fucking racket.
College is not a trade school. Trade school, they gear you for a certain career. Now, in college, you have things that are mandatory for your major.
This isn't bullshit.
And then there are other
course.
Things.
This is an elective that you can take. It's not harming anybody by having it. It's the same as basket weaving.
Yeah, it's just another way. It's just throwing your fucking money away on something that's going to do you absolutely no good.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so do you think there's angry white men, Joe?
I know there's angry white men, but you want to know what's fucking life?
All right? And you deal with life. There's going to be angry. There's angry black men. There's
like
angry.
We're doing a fucking script.
There's angry black men. There's angry. Yeah, right. Oh, that's too, too fucking funny. That's
wait, hold up.
Is
wait.
That one of the pages you cut?
No, no, you still get your rant. I cut it a little bit because I had because it was part of the radio show. But yeah, you still
I
get...
thought you guys were going to have your writing session off the air.
Oh, that's hysterical.
God damn it, you're really not.
Flush now. Right, maybe you can play yourself.
Yeah, where's the angry black man? Where's the angry Asian man? Where's the angry...
Well, that's the question. Could you... I don't think you could do... a thing called the angry black man. Now, it doesn't make the angry white man course invalid.
Why couldn't you do it?
Well, I don't think you could. But I would say, well, if you could do the angry white man course. The question is there an angry black man? I would say, yes, there is an angry black man.
There's an angry Chicano man. There's an angry Asian man. There's an angry Puerto Rican man.
But to Pip's point, the angry white man or the white man is on top. The angry black man's not on top in this country. The angry Latino man is not on top. The angry white man is the dominant figure and has been, and why we see so much tension now because, you know, we see that white people will not be the majority in the fairly near
future.
So you're seeing more of this lashing out. This fear. I do
fighting for the status quo.
I do think it's interesting.
Supremacy.
I do think, you know what, because I think if you can help understand it, I think anytime you can understand where somebody who's different than you
is coming from, they have a different position.
It helps you navigate and work, as Joe would like to say, in the real world.
Yeah.
So again, I don't know that they haven't really told us what the course load is and what they'll be doing. But I think if it goes down that road, go, listen, this is traditionally where the white man's been. He feels squeezed. His wages have not gone up. You know, he's frustrated due to socioeconomic things. Historically, throughout nations, we've always looked to other to blame. Mm-hmm. When thing you go to World War II, you look at Germany, the Jews were the other. We've always done that historically. Like, there's a historic foundation where you could actually make this a valuable course.
Absolutely. I mean, Paulo Freire wrote a book called The Pedagogy of the Oppressed, and that book really enlightened
that motherfucker didn't have to spell that title.
It was enlightening because it showed...
You read that?
Yeah.
God, you seem smart at times.
Don't let it fool you. But the thing is that it shows that there are always going to be the presiding class, and there are going to be the underclass. And there's always going to be tension. There's always going to be struggle between those two. And so here is one of the sub... I can't think of the word I want. But, you know, here's something that came out of that oppression is that because you see people that are fighting for their rights, they're fighting to be individuals, to have parity. And then the oppressor class, if you will, in his scenario, they're going to fight to keep things the way they are because they have it good. Why do they want this to happen? So there has been for decades a rise in people feeling that way. And so it would be, I mean, I think it's a great sociology class.
Yeah, it has value.
To at least look into it.
It's a nonsensical waste of money because what happens is the liberal professors brainwash these kids to have white guilt and they're suckering right into this class. It's nonsense. It's bullshit. Another waste of money.
I don't think that they necessarily are brainwashing
them.
Oh,
yes, they are.
Well, that's...
Absolutely. Where you go on a campus, you can't even speech and you get shouted down. You want
to
hear a point?
It has a lot to do
with white guilt. Yeah, it does. It has a lot to do with white guilt because these professors are brainwashing these kids to have white guilt. Where they can offer a class like this, and they can sign them up and get more of the kids' money, and jack them up, and put, you know, and even
it's not mandatory; it's an elective. There's a lot of different weird things you could do. Like I took Muslim studies; it was an elective.
Yeah,
you know, you could take all sorts of things. Like I had to take badminton; you have to take a gym class. There's electives. I mean, not everything is your fucking major, whether it's business or whatever your major is.
I took geology of the Middle East.
I took a religions of the world. You take all sorts
took,
of stuff.
I mm-hmm. took astronomy. It was my last class in college.
Mm.
All right, and
some of that liberal science.
Yeah, well, the guy was saying we're going to go to the beach. We're going to do this. Next thing,
did you think you were going to go to the beach for astronomy?
To look at stars and stuff like
they
that.
They have it wherever you are.
I know, but back you don't. There's not
but
many lights.
But there's
over
less
the ocean,
light pollution.
So you wanted to go to the beach.
I was taking it during the summer. It was the last class I needed to get out of college. And next thing you know, I got a scientific calculator. I got to figure out how fast fucking Saturn is moving. I'm like, you got to be shitting
well,
me.
But
a business major, for Christ's sakes.
But that just proves that you can have a misconception about what a class is. So yeah. You already thinking it's going to be this liberal brainwash thing, that, and Pip and I already...
No, I like science. I figured it would be...
But I'm bringing it to this. You already assume that this is going to be this liberal white guilt thing, where Pip and I gave you an example of where maybe it could be useful. We don't know. They haven't announced what they're going to be teaching yet, but you're already assuming the worst.
Yeah, because I can guarantee with these liberal professors that are...
professors do you think are in Lawrence, Kansas?
A lot.
You do?
Yeah.
You think libs are going to Lawrence, Kansas, one of the most conservative states in the country?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think so, yes. Okay. Because look at this damn course. What do you think?
I think it's a course. Right. I'm not judging because I don't know what the curriculum is. Yeah. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. College has been known to make up courses
that
are on pop topic, culture topics, just to make some money and also to get the kids excited about something school. I mean, I think that there was a college course about the Jersey Shore cast. I mean, they'll come up with any crap, you know? But I mean, I don't think that this necessarily is crap, because I mean, there's value. Maybe it's not perceived value to you, but I mean, as a business person,
if I'm studying African American culture, which is something that's taught on a lot of campuses,
African American studies.
Yeah, why can't I study this?
It's a major.
Yeah, why wouldn't I want to be well rounded?
Because the angry white man, he's evil. He's bad. We need to learn about him. He's been the backbone of this country for centuries, and he's the bad, evil man. Yeah, and
you're drawing conclusions that aren't here.
Okay.
Pip, would you say Joe's the angry white man?
I'm drawing conclusions out of what's in this story.
No.
No, you're not.
No, it's not there.
No, it's not there.
I mean, they're saying white man anger.
Angry white man. The white man is bad, and the white man is angry. And we're going to learn about it because we brainwashed you so fucking much in this college that we could put a course out like that, and you're probably going to take it as an elective.
You think everybody who thinks doesn't think like you is brainwashed?
No, you could see this coming a mile away. You can't be that stupid, both of you. You don't see it.
There we go.
There it is.
There's
stupid.
Because it's fucking common sense.
Did you go away to school?
No.
I don't think that it is necessarily something that is... You're characterizing it from using words that aren't here. They're not saying anything about...
And by the way, this was in the New York Post. Hardly a liberal paper.
Yeah. Angry white man.
That's what they called the course. That's what they called the course. And it's a thing. I think you're an angry white man.
Because you want to know something?
Is he an angry white man?
Tonight, yeah.
You're damn right I am.
All the time.
No, not all the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. No, seriously.
You don't see me with kitten videos.
No, that's
even angry white people are angry. Angry white men aren't assholes.
Because
all the
you're bleeding heart liberals. That's the thing.
But I'm really not, Joe.
You really are. You both are white, bleeding heart white guilt liberals.
Actually, no. When it comes to the Constitution, as we've shown tonight, I'm actually more conservative than you. I'm not. I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. And I've actually tonight spoken well of two Republican presidents, which a bleeding heart liberal would not do.
Yeah.
So in the confines of this show, I've already disproven your statement.
It would make a mess of this nice off-white rug.
Yes, I would hate to bleed, although maybe it would help your thickening if you were bleeding heart.
Yeah.
the reality is, Joe, for you to feel right, your narrative has to be that Pip and I are very far left. That's the reality for you. But in reality, Pip's more.
I'm more left than you.
Right. But I'm hardly a bleeding heart liberal. I'll call out white guilt when I see it.
Didn't do it on this story.
Because I don't know what the course is.
That's a white. A total.
You've said earlier that white. There are such things as angry white men. You just don't feel they should
because
be studied.
Look at the story. It's not about angry cultures. It's about angry white men. Because the white man in this country is the enemy now. He is the fucking enemy, and the blame of everything that's going on. Okay, and because
well,
these
I
liberal
mean, generally, if you're on top, and when shit goes wrong, you're going to get blamed.
But these liberal professors are brainwashing these fucking kids, and this just feeds right into it. Right into it. It's blatant.
Well, you are going to have to come to terms with the fact that in your senior years, should you live that long, this generation, the generation of college kids and younger kids, are more liberal than previous generations. They just are.
And more brown.
And more brown. Yeah, that's just the reality of it. Now, you can blame whatever you want to on that if that makes you feel better, but that is going to be your reality.
And they're going to be the first generation that failed this country. I guarantee it. They're going to have to look at their kids and go, we were the first generation that failed.
What do you mean failed?
Because it's going to wind up being a socialist country, and it's going to be everybody's going to feel entitled to everything, and we're going to be taken over by the Chinese.
Is there anybody more entitled than our president?
I'm not talking about the president. I'm telling you where this culture is going.
He's of a generation above you. And you're just talking about this generation. I'm talking the guy. There's nobody more entitled that feels more entitled than our president, who claim who when he's talking to the people that he's supposedly a man of, says there's nobody more elite than me. Those are a couple of his fucking.
Nobody's richer than me.
Look, sometimes you got to take a lot of what he says with a grain of salt. But he is getting
dying assault over here.
He's getting the job done. He's getting the job done.
But what I'm saying is, feeling entitled is not a generational thing. They just have different feelings on things that other generations. By number, don't. Now, there's, you know, people who don't feel like that way of other generations who are as conservative as you'd ever want to see.
Mm-hmm.
But they happen to want clean air. They happen to see what's happened to their parents, how their parents, you know, played by the rules and lost everything because somebody got sick, or played by the rules and they got fucked by a big bank. That's what these kids are. They saw what their parents went through.
And they're going to understand that they want everything for free, and they have this vision of glory that's not going to work in a fucking society. It's not going to work. They're going to be taxed to death. Where do they think this fucking money's going to come from for all this fucking Candyland bullshit?
What Candyland bullshit?
Yeah.
What Candyland bullshit? Candyland bullshit where they want to raise the minimum wage, okay, for jobs that don't deserve it.
You pay for that either way.
No, but for jobs that aren't deserving of it, you're getting
objective.
Paid for a job that you're not you're overpaid for.
That's and subjective.
No, it's not. If you're working at fucking McDonald's, you don't deserve $15 an hour. It's a shit fucking job.
That's
and
subjective.
It's not worth the pay.
That's subjective.
No, it's the reality.
No.
Reality.
So if you're a critical thinker, you know what's objective.
And if you were in the real world and dialed in, you would know that too.
I always say this about the real world, but I'm better read and I'm more traveled than you.
No, you're
so
a tra-
shut the fuck up with
no,
it.
No, you're a traveling clown that visits and tells dick jokes. You're not the fucking Harvard think tank.
Joe, I'm
sorry.
Much better read than you are. I'm much more educated than you are, and I have much more friends from more varied backgrounds than you do. That's just the reality.
Okay.
You don't have to like it, but that's just the reality. And a traveling clown, again, you're not privy to the conversations I have with people.
But you looked at as the cut it out. Cut it out. You're the fucking traveling clown.
I don't think
stop
so.
It.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is that how you look at yourself?
Yes, because I'm a realist. We're a fucking traveling clown. That's fucking it. Well, you're not changing the fucking world.
Then why are you talking about things that you feel are important to you in culture?
Because I say it, but I don't think I'm fucking saving the world. I'm just saying my fucking piece.
But why? It'd be much easier to do the arms and call it a night.
You know what? Because I have the right to say it.
But why?
Because I feel that it's my take on something, and if I want to say something that affects me or I want to speak out, I speak out.
But you feel good when people applaud at the things you say.
That's the object of the game. However, I don't walk around like I just I took time out from the Harvard think tank to go to, you know, to go to some place in the middle of Indiana and pontificate on my views. Okay? I'm probably going
to
be doing it a couple of weeks next week.
You don't even
but
Indiana without me.
But the
you can fucking laugh.
Okay, but fine. But the bottom line is that we're not these guys that are changing the world. We're a bunch of traveling fucking clowns.
Well, see, I think you underestimate the power of comedy and the spoken word.
No, I don't. I've had some of the biggest comedians in the country, a lot bigger than us, but just fucking traveling clowns.
Well,
that's
again,
all we are.
That's really unfortunate that they devalue themselves.
I don't look at a George Carlin. And I'm not comparing myself to George Carlin. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No.
I don't look at a George Carlin as a Chris Rock, a Dennis Miller. Mm-hmm. I don't look at them as traveling clowns.
We're nothing more than traveling clowns.
Yeah. If that was the case, you wouldn't see these people in politics. You wouldn't see them on political talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't see them being big influencers. No. No. We're not. There's more. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're just doing song parodies, yeah, you're a traveling clown.
Right.
But
you're Gallagher.
Right, but I don't consider your act a traveling clown show. You're talking about issues, though I may not agree with your take on them. You're talking about your truth and the truth to people, and you're opening up, and you have some people who agree with it, and maybe you're opening up some eyes to some people. There are jokes in everyone's act that is traveling. My closing bit to condom. That's a clown show.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of things where when I'm talking about things. I mean, a traveling clown after a... What was the town in Florida with the gun? No, not Lakeland. With the gun, with the tragedy on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm blanking. Sorry.
I can't remember right now. Traveling Clown does not talk about gun
Clearwater?
Control. No. Does not talk about gun control the next day in his show. Just doesn't fucking do it.
Yeah.
You can be a traveling clown, and plenty of comics take that route, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's plenty, like I said, and I'm not comparing myself to
then we disagree. I consider us nothing more than traveling clowns.
Was Carlin a clown?
Yeah, he was a traveling clown. He had an album called Class Clown. It's social commentary. You're not changing the fucking world.
But that's where people come to now.
Yeah, but you're putting too much importance on this. Like, oh, we're not. We're traveling fucking clowns.
All right, you guys disagree on that.
What do you think, Pip?
About which particular aspect of everything you just said?
Do you think spoken word in a place where alcohol is served can be impactful?
Oh no, I definitely do.
Okay,
I definitely do.
All right. Well, listen, I think it's a fine. I think the jury's out on this course.
I
gotta see what they're teaching.
Yeah.
I think you know there's points of value, and I could say, you know, where it would go, all right, this is just some bleeding heart bullshit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, where, you know, if the whole, I would hope they wouldn't do this, but if the whole course is white man bad, all right, that really doesn't help anything.
Yeah, no.
But if you go, all right, this is what they're going through. This is why they're going through it. This is why they feel they have to do. And this is what you're going to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And this is how to understand
right.
some of
this
the behavior.
They're bad people.
It doesn't say that anyplace in this.
People.
Now, that could be what happens in the classroom. I don't know.
And that happens
in
the big cast.
I wish I had my money back for how many classes I took that sounded great in the syllabus and were completely different in the classroom. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mixed bag what you're going to get. But I disagree with you, Joe. This is nothing in here says bad. It just says it's talking about that they're going to look into there is
and to
anger.
Be angry does not mean you're bad.
No,
you could be angry
and
a good person. You could feel like you're getting screwed by
yeah.
whoever or whatever.
I mean,
and still be a good person.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the way where we're at right now, I don't think that they could have a class that said the angry black man.
No,
they
I don't
couldn't.
Think they could.
They should.
You know?
They should keep it on par.
I mean,
the angry Asian man, the angry
well,
Hispanic
I think
man.
Happen is
keep it on par.
If say African Americans and you know, actually, it's going to be Latinos. Say Latinos are the dominant 70 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Have been on top for 40 years.
Right.
And then say all of a sudden we get an influx of people coming from India.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from Asian descent.
Right.
You could see the angry Latino man.
Mm-hmm.
You could totally, it's whoever happens to be on top.
Yeah.
That's what you're never going to punch down.
Right.
You're
right,
not going
right.
to punch down at the people who are quote unquote oppressed.
No, of course.
So yeah, I think, I don't think in maybe towards the end of my lifetime. We might see something like that.
Well, I see it as racist. I see it as racist because they're pinning one group down instead of having it for a bunch of different groups.
They're not pinning anybody down.
They're pinning the angry white man
well,
down.
Well, they're talking
they're
about white
racist.
Men, but, you know,
they're being
for
racist.
Right now, the power structure has traditionally been white
men. But it's being
men.
Racist.
Hmm.
Why? Because it's white?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
there's
what
no,
I'm
there's
saying.
No other groups in here. It's just singling out one group for something.
I don't know. We had the angry Germans. Was that fucking racist? No, they were in charge. And they were fucking angry Germans.
Angry German men. Nobody was taking that class.
Nobody
there were no Jews
scared.
In that class.
No.
Could sign up, just wouldn't finish it. All right.
Oh, God.
On the break, new music from Exite Project featuring Lynn and Raw D with It Can Go By. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And I'll tell you about my famous scammer when we come back.